We also would like to share some of our views on not all of them, but several or the most important proposals on Article 3. I will just go through them by the articles. On Article 8, we also think that the inclusion of state and non-state actors has a certain added value, also with the broader discussion of terrorism, as Switzerland has just explained. We are open to the Cuban proposal in Article 9, and also here again to the US proposal on the non-state actors and state or non-state actors. On the Cuban proposal on 9bis, here we join others in the thinking that Article 10, as it is right now, serves the purpose in the right way to limit the transfers for purpose, and we don't think that the export control mechanism proposal as it is in 9bis does serve this purpose in the right way. And we have the same position as others on export control mechanisms, such as the Australia group in general. We are open to 9bis proposed by the US. We also think that there is a certain value in 10bis. The thought that is contained in there is actually something that we could include in our common understandings on Article 3 on the providing assistance upon request. That is actually something, a new element that we can support. On the additional proposals by the US on the national implementation, this is also an element that we think is valuable. Maybe it could be also, here again, streamlined to a certain extent. And lastly, we think that many of the NAM and Iranian proposals are to a certain extent already covered in the previous common understandings, and we support the last proposal by the Philippines on domestic governance frameworks, and we think this is a very valuable addition.